Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host, Teresa Watkins, and we want to wish, Lizzie and I want to wish you a happy Passover and a happy Easter weekend. Good morning, Lizzie. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am good. It is a happy Easter. We are going to get some rain, but it's going to hold off. Tomorrow morning, we'll be able to go through sunrise services and Easter egg hunts, and the rain will start Sunday afternoon and go into the week. All across Florida, there will be at least 3 to 5 days of rain every day.
Oh, okay.
So I'm really excited. It's between 30 and 80% rain every day all next week, through next weekend. So we desperately need it. So I'm really, really glad about that. I want to thank everyone who came out to the Florida Wildflower and Garden Festival last weekend. We had beautiful weather, lots of people attended, and great native and tropical plants and seeds were purchased to plant in Florida landscapes. It was a great turnout. I want to give a big shout out to Carol, Marcia, and Jim, Brenda, and Marty, who listened to the show, and two gentlemen who came, who made a big impact on me after my Florida Pollinators Gone Wild talk. But Carol, Marcia, and Jim, and Brenda, and Marty all listened to the show, and they came out to hear me talk. So I really do appreciate that. I enjoyed meeting each of you. It was wonderful. Thank you for coming out. Big thank you to Dana Venrick, Quality Green Specialist, and Main Street the Land Association. And they it's always a wonderful festival.
Yes.
Lots of great plants. So Tony and I this week went to the International Flower and Garden Festival at Epcot, at Disney World. And the colorful flowers were stunning. Butterflies everywhere. And the topiaries were very creative. I love when they add new ones. And some of them, what is the, El Cantata? What is the Mexican,
you got
South
me.
American Disney movie? Anyway, I think it's El Cantata.
Okay.
I'll look at that up. But anyway, they had topiaries of all the different Disney movies. And do you know what I heard?
What'd you hear?
6 out of 7 Disney dwarves are not happy.
Oh, why is that?
Because only one's named Happy.
Oh,
6 out of 7 dwarves are not happy.
That's true. I never thought about that.
I never thought of it that way either. I thought that was extremely funny. And so they used a lot more succulents in the topiaries and the flower power art. And the International Flower and Garden Festival at Disney goes on through June 1st, 2026. So if you are going or if you would like to go, it's a great, great opportunity to see beautiful tropical plants. And they did have some damage in the wintertime with that freeze, but it just looked fabulous. So this is the week we've been praying for. We have lots of rainy weather. North Florida, Tallahassee, Pensacola, Gainesville. You have rain yesterday in some parts of North Florida. You're going to have rain today and then tomorrow through Monday. Temperatures are lovely in the mid-70s and mid-60s at night. So enjoy the rain. We desperately need it. We're in very, very drought conditions, and it's not good. Central Florida, Apopka, Ocala, Orlando, Tampa, you have a chance of rain every day. Ormond Beach, Melbourne, Port St. Lucie, and the rest of the East Coast, you have rain this weekend, possibly every day until next weekend. No need for irrigation. Let's ease up on the irrigation. South Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Key West, rain, rain, rain every day. We need it. Temps in the low 80s and 70s and 60s at night. So I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a great gardening day, gardening week. If you want to plant, this is the week to plant because that rain will saturate the ground. You won't have to water as much. And it's just good. It's good conditions for planting in. Also, too, there is emails going out from landscape pest control companies that are sending out warnings about Zoysia and St. Augustine thatch, and that they are saying that you have to dethatch your lawn, and it's an expensive process. It's $300 to $400 for just a small lawn to dethatch it. And you do not have thatch if your landscape is younger than 1 to 3 years, that you're not overwatering, you're not over fertilizing, you're maintaining your lawn correctly. But you can look at your grass and see if you have thatch, because thatch is a really thick layers of dead plant material, dead grass blades, that you can see that is going to be 3 to 4 inches, sometimes even 5 to 6 inches of dead material underneath the grass. And that is thatch, but it comes from overwatering and over fertilizing. And so, but the lawns with that need thatching are usually older lawns, 3, 5, 7, 10, 15 year old lawns need dethatching. And so please get a second opinion. Send me photographs of it. I'll send you what thatch actually looks like if you have a question. But if you can see the ground, you can see dirt with your zoysia just coming out of wintertime, so it hasn't really fully recovered yet. So it still may be brown in some areas, but it's green and it really isn't thick. It's, you see some bare areas. You do not have to dethatch your lawn. So, but it's an email going around. Today is all about you and your gardening questions. So you can give us a call at 1-888-455-2967. Text me 23680. We would love to hear from you. It's a happy Easter weekend from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Laura in Ormond. Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Today is all about you and your gardening questions. You can give me a call at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. So this month is National Gardening Month, and it's a wonderful time to work that green thumb of yours. You can start a small garden. You can do a container garden, plant a tree, adopt a houseplant, add a piece of art to your garden, and that will be wonderful. It is good exercise getting you out in the air. The April In Your Backyard newsletter is out. If you'd like to receive it free each month, you can go to my website, she-consulting.com, and sign up for it. That's she-consulting.com. And I don't spam and I don't sell your email. And so it's very safe. And it tells you what to do each month in your email box. And that will be great. Also, too, if you, let's see, I am going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about Easter lilies, how to grow Easter lilies this morning. And also, later on in the second hour, we're going to be talking about global world hardiness zones and just lots of great information for you to do. So let's see. Laura in Ormond by the Sea, she sent an email to me. Thank you for listening to the show. I did respond. I hope your landscape will recover. I know it's very traumatic, especially for new people. Also, too, I want to let you know that you can hear me today and on podcast on the Garden DC podcast out of Washington, D.C. This week, Kathy Gents, editor and publisher of Washington Garden Magazine. She's the author of Ground Cover Revolution, co-author of the Urban Garden, 101 Ways to Grow Food and Beauty in the City. She's been on the show many times. She's been on the show for water gardening and for, gardening with indoor plants and on her books, interviewing for her books. And she had me on the show to discuss my love of visiting public gardens and touring and traveling gardens. And so I'll be posting links on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn. And so on betterlawns.com, can see all that too as well. Plus get what to do this month in your garden. That is also linked up. Let's go to Eileen in Polk City. Good morning, Eileen. Happy Easter, honey.
Happy Easter, Teresa.
How are you?
Did you hear me?
Yes.
The Roosters are wishing you a happy Easter,
oh,
too.
That's so nice of them.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I will tell anyway. You, I was going through the land and going through their little boat ride that they have through the land at Epcot, and we came upon this pastoral scene of the farm and the cows and the pigs and the roosters. And Eileen, you just popped up in my mind. And I said, those are roosters. We're at Eileen's house.
Awesome.
Pray for me to get laryngitis, please. Okay.
So what's going on with your lawn?
Well, it's very pretty. I mean...
Oh, that's good.
We have multitude of weeds and just everything, but when Bob mows it, it looks like regular grass.
It's green, that's right.
That's right. So, and as far as an irrigation system, I'm the irrigation system.
Yes. Well, that's good. You're very conservative with and environmentally friendly, and that's good for April.
Yeah. So, and I owe you some pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Of my windmill with the chicken or the rooster. I haven't done that, and I owe you some pictures of my bird feeders. I haven't done that.
Well, so, I think you've got a lot on your plate, whenever you send them, I will be happy to look at them. I can't wait. So okay. No hurry, hon. No hurry.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And so, okay, what are you doing for Easter?
Nothing.
Nothing. Good for you.
She's going to eat. Yep. She's going to absolutely eat something, probably
delicious.
Food.
Yes. And Bob,
yeah,
yes. Bob
will
and...
eat something, but
okay.
We're not going out to eat or anything.
All right. Well, enjoy the weekend, and we're going to get some rain, and so you'll be glad to see that.
You know, we had rain 3 days ago, and I mean, it came down in buckets.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. We had a couple of rain events, but it didn't seem like it was that much, and we need so much more, so.
Yeah, we do too, but it came down like you would not believe.
Oh, well, that's good. That's what, yeah. And your grass and your weeds will start growing then. Thank you so much, Eileen. Take care. And so if you have a gardening question or a comment for about Easter or your yard, your garden, I would love to hear it. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 236-23607. And what can you be planting? Vegetables, calabaza and cantaloupe, cassavas and chayote, cherry and Everglades tomatoes, cucumbers. We saw some beautiful cucumbers at the land pavilion. Dasheen and eggplant, Jerusalem artichokes, and yakamas, and lima beans, Malabar spinach, malanga, New Zealand spinach, and okra, peppers, and roselle, Seminole pumpkins, snap beans and squash, southern peas, and sweet potatoes. You can just start planting those quarters of sweet potatoes, their eyes, and put them in the ground. Tamarillos and yams and yard-long beans. So we can plant a lot of vegetables that will take the heat of the summertime and do well, especially vining plants, those yard-long beans and peas. You can southern peas you can put in the ground right now.
Ooh, yum.
And so flowers, lots of beautiful flowers. I will tell you the combinations at Disney were just gorgeous, and lots of the topiaries. Do you like topiaries?
Sure. I think it's very talent.
It is
eye appealing. I guess I don't know what the proper verbiage would have been
just
there.
Just to see things made out of plants, mm-hmm. And it's just gorgeous, and they're life size. So yes. I like that. So lots of great plants: African daisies, ageratums, and asters. Bacopa is one you may not be familiar with. It's a small white plant. It can be grown in hanging baskets, or it's an annual that can be grown in the ground. It's white. It will add dimension to your borders. Balsam and begonias. Black-eyed Susans. Lots of beautiful black-eyed Susans this week. Blue days and bush daisies. Cat whiskers. You know, cat whiskers are a pass along plant that our grandmothers used to grow, and they're white and they're pinkish color, a little bit towards the lavender side, and they really do look like large cat whiskers. Celosia and Cleomes and Coleuses and Coreopsis are state wildflower. And so driving up to Ocala this week, I drive a lot, and on the highways and the turnpikes, I will tell you, Lizzie, the turnpike was closed down yesterday. I-4 was closed down near Stanford. It was really accident city. So got to be safe out there when you're driving long distances, especially this weekend on holiday weekends. But the wildflowers have started to bloom alongside the highway and by the fences and on the farms. And that pink phlox is just striking. It's gorgeous.
It is.
It makes you happy.
Yes.
And when you see it. But do you know that it's not the Florida phlox? It is actually the Texas variety, Texas native of phlox that was accidentally planted some 15 to 20 years ago.
Oh.
And it just keeps coming back. But it's gorgeous. It's beautiful. The butterflies love it. Chrysandra and Dalberg daisies and Dyaitia. Gazanias and Gaillardias. Gazanias and Gaillardias can really take the heat, full sun, but they're in warm, warm, bright Mexican fiesta colors, that burgundy red and the bright yellows. They're just really gorgeous. Gerbera daisies, saw plenty of those this week at Epcot. Goldenrods and Impatience, Joseph Coates and Lantana. And I had someone ask me if the Lantana that is sold is the invasive variety. And no, it is not the one that we've seen for decades in the citrus groves and out in the woods. That Lantana is very aggressive and invasive. But the one that is sold in the nurseries now are sterile varieties. They do not spread by seed. And so they grow very well here. Butterflies love them, and they come in such beautiful, beautiful colors. I love the red. I love the red and yellow variety, and I love the purple variety. It's just really a beautiful ground cover container plant. It just looks really great. So then also, too, licorice plants, which are beautiful. They smell like licorice, and they hang down. They are a perfect plant for your fillers and thrillers and spillers. So your spillers are your plants that hang over your container gardens, and licorice plants make a lovely choice for that. Lisianthus and marigolds, melampodiums, and Mexican sunflowers, gorgeous colors. Million bells. Million bells are also called calibrachoas. See a lot of those in commercial properties and at Epcot, and they do lovely in your landscape. They are a smaller version. They look smaller than the regular petunias, but they can take the heat. Petunias here only grow in the wintertime and the first portion of spring, because then it gets too hot and it doesn't do well. But the calibrachoas look like petunias, but then they will take the heat of the summertime and last quite a long time. Moonflowers in Nicotiana, which is flowering tobacco. Pentas, a must in every butterfly garden, pentas. Periwinkles and porterweed, portulaca and purslane. Salvias, whether it's blue salvias, purple salvias, black and blue salvias, white salvias, and red. We have a native tropical sage salvia that is just gorgeous. Sunflowers, tyrrhenias, and zinnias. And so those are just some of the beautiful flowers that you can grow. If you go into the nursery, make sure that you know what your site conditions are, what kind of sunlight you have, what kind of soil moisture do you have. Are you on a lakefront, or are you on a dry sandy hill in Claremont? And then also, too, what is your pH? Knowing those three things, you can buy plants anywhere. Make sure that those conditions are on the label. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Kravitz.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Want to shout out to our sponsors and give them a happy Easter. to Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, Heather Stickney, and then Dana, Quality Green Specialist. Also to Black Cow Manure, Peterson's Nursery, Howie and Karen, thank you so much. Happy Easter. So that is wonderful. So growing Easter lilies, they're wonderful. Every time I see an Easter lily or a picture of one, I think of Easter. Yes. It just is associated with it, and it's a beautiful flower. It will grow year after year up north, but here in Florida, we grow them in containers, and we can even put them in the ground for 1 year, and they will come back again. Mine have. But then after that, the humidity and the rain usually cause it to rot, and it doesn't do it. So you don't need to discard them this year if you bought new Florida lilies. I'm not Florida, Easter lilies. But they can be planted. You can take them out and put them in your garden. They need part sun to full sun. They grow to 2 to 3 feet tall and 1 to 2 feet wide. They come in, the flower is white, pinkish, and a little bit of yellow. And it takes about 35 days if you plant the bulbs to go from bud to bloom. So if you plant the bulbs, a few months for them to grow. Once it starts to bud, it will take 35 days for it to bloom. So you got to hang in there. Have you seen the amaryllis blooming?
Yes, I have the, I think it's a starlight one that you gave me a couple
just
of years ago.
Gorgeous.
And it is beautiful.
It is gorgeous. And so you want to plant bulbs in the fall, give it enough time for growing through the winter time. The rule of thumb is to bury them about twice the depth of the bulb to keep the plant firmly in the ground. Again, full sunlight, and you can put them in the back of your border with shorter perennials in the front. Soil and water, it needs to be having well-drained soil with lots of organic matter. So you want to water early in the days. You want to make sure that the leaves dry out before nighttime so that they are susceptible to powdery mildew. So you want to keep them dry. So water them in the morning, then they have time to dry all day, and then they will be dry at night. They do not like hot, humid locations like us. So, again, they'll last for a year or so, but then they will then go ahead and start to rot. Fertilizer, when the buds begin to form, you want to fertilize in early spring. You can use a 5-10-5 fertilizer analysis, and that means 5% nitrogen. That's the numbers on the bag. The first number would be 5. The middle number, which is phosphorus, would be 10. And the third number is 5%, which would be potassium. And that gives it just enough that it it's telling it to concentrate on growing flowers. Aphids are a particular type of pest that's found on Easter lilies. But also you can get spider mites and scale and thrips. You want to make sure that they're not growing in damp conditions and that they have good air circulation. Air circulation is so important no matter what you're planting. Even close to the house, you want to keep your plants and shrubs and trees 2 feet away from your house so that it has good air circulation. And the biggest problem with plants in general is overwatering. So just a caveat too, according to the FDA, all parts of an Easter lily are toxic to cats, not to dogs, not to people. But to cats, they cause kidney failure that requires vet care. So even the pollen, if it gets on your cat's fur and they lick it, can be toxic to them. So you want to keep your cats out of the Easter lily bed. And then you can deadhead them. You want to deadhead after the blooms are spent, and you want to encourage new growth. So go ahead and do that. And then deer doesn't eat Easter lilies.
Really?
Yeah, so that's really good. So whether you plant them in a container or in your garden, they are beautiful and a good sign of Easter lilies. Planting my gladiolas this week. I'm going to plant some every week up through probably June and July. And then that way I'll have gladiolas blooming. So I'm looking forward to doing
that.
That's
super exciting.
Yeah. To me, they're a springtime plant. And I will tell you, Epcot had delphiniums like you would not believe. And it's so nice to see because we're not used to growing delphiniums here. But they did plant them, and they're doing well. And they'll harvest them soon as well. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text 23680. I know a lot of you are on the road traveling. You want to be safe on the highways and get to your destination with everyone intact. So please be careful out there on the road. Dr. Neil Sperry is out of Texas. He's a Texas Aggie, long-term, great garden communicator, award-winning. He's got generations. He's a nurseryman and a broadcaster. He has a great podcast that's on every day over there. And he has some really great trivia. So Easter lilies that are native to the Ryukyu Islands of Japan, also Okinawa, and Taiwan. They are a subtropical maritime climate, so the islands are good for them, with mild winters and warm but not too hot summers. They love rocky and well-draining soils. And the prime area for producing lily bulbs commercially in the United States is a sliver of land on the cool and foggy Pacific coast in Northern California and Southern Oregon. And it takes growers almost 3 years from the time small bulbs are started in their fields and the bulbs are large enough for digging and shipping. So Easter lilies, again, don't handle the Florida climate too well, but you can set your plant in a shady garden area. As soon as it finishes blooming, leave its stem and leaves intact. You can go ahead and cut the bloom off when it dies, but then it will rebloom the next year. Fertilize it with some good soil. A fertilizer 5-10-5 will work well. And then if you ever get lily pollen, have you ever gotten pollen on your clothes?
Yes.
It's very hard to get off. You can't get it off.
No, you can't.
So Neil's tip is an old florist trick, which they would know because they deal with pollen all the time, is that you simply lay your garment out in the sun for 3 to 4 hours, and it will dry off and magically disappear. It will flake off by itself.
Oh,
so you just lay it out in the sun. That's interesting, isn't it?
Ah, never knew that. Learned something new again.
Yeah, so if you see my clothes laying out in the front yard in the sun.
It wasn't a drunken night.
It wasn't a drunken night. No, please no. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I will be back with my top 5 plants that rabbits, the Easter Bunny, will not eat. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. And now, Teresa's top 5.
And my top 5 flowers that the Easter Bunny won't eat is number 5, Anise hyssop. It's a hardy North American native plant that boasts spikes of velvet violet blue flowers from midsummer into fall. The flowers and foliage have a sweet anise scent, which inspires its name. Hummingbirds and butterflies love it. It takes full sun, hardy in zones 4 to 10, depending on the variety. Number 4, bee balm. Hummingbirds love it. Rabbits do not. It's one of the best nectar plants for pollinators. This easy-growing plant produces lots of pink, red, violet, and white flowers from summer to early fall. The flowers are long-lasting. It grows in zone 4 to 9 in full sun and moist, well-drained soil. Number 3, daylilies. One of the hardiest garden plants, daylilies bloom in a rainbow of shades and colors and take all but the most challenging conditions. This low-maintenance plant can be divided to create more individual plants. It grows in full sun or shade, grows 2 to 6 feet tall depending on the variety, zones 3 to 10. And one of the most ornamental herbs, lavender, produces wonderful fragrant foliage and flowers. Rabbits do not like it. The blooms appear in shades of violet and white and can be preserved as a dried flower. The phenomenal lavender from proven winners will grow in Florida very well. You want to put it in well-drained alkaline soil that at least easily allows water to pass through it, zones 5 through 9. And the last plant, my top 5 plants that the Easter Bunny won't eat, is lantana. Zones 9 to 11, most often grown as an annual up north. It takes full sun, comes in a variety of colors, spreads 3 to 10 feet wide, 2 to 6 feet tall, smaller when grown as an annual. And why rabbits avoid it? His lantana contains toxic compounds that don't hurt anything but rabbits. It can cause a gastrointestinal upset. The leaves have a rough texture with a pungent scent that repels rabbits. Now, Lizzie, if you do have trouble with rabbits, what I recommend is the Messina's Animal Stopper Animal Repellent Ready-to-Use Spray. Messina's Animal Stopper. It's very effective to deter rabbits, groundhogs, and other common herbivores from low-level foraging. It contains no blood, bone, or meat meal. Instead, using plant extracts to deter animals, giving it a pleasant smell. It's effective for 30 days, regardless of weather and watering, and contains all natural ingredients. So that's Messina's Animal Stopper. And I've used it. I recommend it to my my clients. And also, they have a deer repellent, too, as well. That works very well. And so, but it lasts 30 days, so you got to remember to put it back on. So we have text messages from Tony. Let's see, no, Tom at Lake Nona. He says, I tell people to not, my lot is not full of winter weeds. Instead, they're his Florida wildflowers. And he calls them biodiversity. And that works. That works. Wildflowers and weeds, you know, it's just a flower in the wrong place. And then Mike and Lori are heading up to Maine.
Oh, what part of Maine?
I don't know, Mike. What part of Maine are you going to? And that's where they're from originally. They have traveled with us on the Art and Bloom Garden Tours. They love the Buffalo Garden Tour, which is in July and is an amazing, life-changing experience for gardeners. And hopefully you can come. We have just a few spots left on it. So, like Mike and Lori, enjoy your trip to Maine. I wish I could go with them.
Oh, yes, yes. I'll be there in August, like Will always.
You, have you been to the Maine Coastal Botanical Garden?
Maybe.
Okay, it is considered one of the best public gardens in the United States. So, the Maine Coastal Botanical Garden, it is on my bouquet list, which is gardener talk for bucket list. Bouquet list. You have to say it like it's bouquet. You can sign up for the free app on iHeartRadio to hear our show anytime, Better Lawns and Gardens, or you can go to our Facebook page. I upload the show there, too, as well. It's free of charge, the iHeart app, and you can subscribe so that you know when a new show is uploaded.
Yes, and I have been there because it's there by Booth Bay, and we go, even though our family that we visit is up there in China, Maine, and Waterville area, but we... I had like an aunt, uncle who actually had a house on Booth Bay itself. So we would go to that one. So yes, when I was younger. So yeah, it's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. They have hundreds and hundreds of acres you can walk through.
Yes.
And the flowers are just beautiful. So it is on my list.
Yes.
So if you go up and go, take photos. And I would love to see that.
Okay.
We got to put it on our Art and Bloom Garden Tour.
Yeah, we might join you.
Yeah, there you go. That would be wonderful. So if you'd like to go on any of our tours, we are going to the Newport Flower Show. Have a couple of spaces left available for that. It is a great tour. Think of the Gilded Age, Downton Abbey, American style. And we go to some wonderful, fabulous palatial homes. We're going to Martha's Vineyard, which is always exciting. And then also we're going to Boston to one of the most famous art and cultural museums in the world, the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum, which is the site of the world's largest art heist back in the 1990s. And so it's just incredible to see. So we're going to have a great time. So if you'd like to go, we'd love for you to join us. You can go to artandbloomgardentours.com. And so what we're going, let me get right back here. And yes, here we go. I want to make sure that, yep, here it is. I'm sorry, I'm just going through my paperwork here. Herbs that you can be planting right now. You can be planting anise and basil and bay laurel, borage. My bay laurel died. It was a big tree. I had a big laurel tree. Aww. Bay laurel tree, it died. Borage and cardamom, chives and coriander, dill and borage, edible ginger. What can you do with your ginger? You can eat it if it gets too aggressive. Oh. You could eat it. Lemon balm, oregano, Mexican tarragon, and mint. put the mint in containers. Oregano, rosemary. I have a huge rosemary bush. I love it. Sage and savory, sweet marjoram, and thyme. And herbs do very well. As we get into the summertime, if you have them in containers, you can move them towards the shade. They will last a little bit better in the shade, or you can even plant them in the shade. Bulbs, we're talking about Easter lilies, but you can also be planting Asiatic lilies, achimes, and African irises. African irises did very well this winter. Not a single one was damaged at all.
Nice.
Agapanthus and amaryllis, Amazon lilies and blackberry lilies, which are lovely. Blackberry lilies are orange with raspberry freckles. And I'm kind of partial to freckles.
Me too.
So I love blackberry lilies. Blood lilies and bulbines and caladiums. The caladiums have not started to come up yet. We are going to be having Clay Wallace on from the classic caladium nursery grower down in Avon Park. And I can't wait to talk to him. And there is a wonderful festival coming up. That you'll, if you love caladiums, you'll want to go. If you collect caladiums, you'll want to go too. Cannas and crinum lilies and dahlias. Also too, Eucharis lilies and gingers, gladiolas, gloriosa lily, and society garlic, tuberose, begonias, and rain lilies. One of the best bulbs to plant, rain lilies. They look like crocuses. Mm-hmm. So if you're from up north and you're partial to crocuses, rain lilies come in oranges and pinks and whites and yellows. They look just like crocuses. No pest problems. You can naturalize them. They look amazing. And they do very, very well here. And if you'd like to see a lot of the beautiful rain lilies, you can go to one of my favorite online nurseries, and they're up in North Carolina. Tony Avent and his wife Anita have a beautiful, beautiful nursery up there. PlantDelightsNursery.com. PlantDelightsNursery.com. You can go to the nursery and purchase plants, but their online catalog you can get is always extremely funny.
Yes.
And you can go to that. I would like to say, we want to wish everybody a happy Passover and Easter, Lizzie. We want them to travel safe as well. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about the dirty word of the day, which is relevant to today. And we're going to be taking your gardening questions, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. If you'd like to get my newsletter, In Your Backyard newsletter, you can go to my website, shehe-consulting.com, and sign up for it there. It is free and very easy to do, and you will get the next one. If you want to ask a question, you can go to betterlawns.com and you can ask questions, and I will get the email and answer you. If you'd like to send photographs, you can email me direct, teresa.watkins@live.com. So we're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you missed any of the show or you want to play a recaps of any other shows, go to betterlawns.com. That is betterlawns.com.
And most powerful